Introduction. Here I am, Lord. Little did I know when I read that phrase for the first time how much those four words would impact my life, take deep root in my soul, and begin a personal spiritual awakening unlike any other. Those four words, woven beautifully together, make up one of the most powerful phrases in Scripture. In fact, I would venture to say it is one of the most powerful phrases you or I could ever speak. But how is it that one small phrase can carry so much power? How could it radically alter your spiritual walk, igniting faith and courage to a transformation unlike anything else? You will see. This book will take you on a journey through your doubts, spiritual hiccups, and fears to uncover what God truly wants to do in your life. It is a journey that will dive into the recesses of your soul and lead you to explore your gifts, call, and purpose. God has so much He wants to do in you and through you, but it takes more than just waiting for something to happen. Living in the sweet spot of your spiritual giftings and flourishing in your God-ordained purpose involves self-discovery, honesty, pursuit of the truth, shedding the world's distractions, and pursuing obedience through faith. It is more than sitting on the sidelines waiting. It is an act of faith and pursuit of Him. It is walking in obedience and availability. The Bible is full of men and women who took a step of obedience and stood firm in the face of adversity. It is full of men and women who took a stand for the cause of Christ. But there were six people in particular who exemplified what it looks like to be ready. Six men who, when God called them to step out in faith, said the words, "Here I am," and responded in eager obedience. Each demonstrated what it looks like to overcome obstacles and failure to get to the point of hearing God's call and responding accordingly. Each had a bumpy road, but they show us what it looks like to overcome and try again. Each man was used to do something truly significant for the kingdom of God as a result of uttering these three words, and history was made. We are going to pull back the curtain on their lives and find out what made them tick. We will look at how they failed in their pursuit of righteousness, where and how God transformed their lives, and the significance of their "Here I am." My prayer is that, as a result, you will find your voice and also say, "Here I am, Lord." However, it is not enough to simply tell the stories of these great pillars of faith and ask you to go and make your own without diving into how you can hear from God as well. The unfortunate truth is, in a world full of noises, so often people struggle to hear from God. I can inspire you with these stories and say, go get them. But I would be doing you a disservice if I did not also help you uncover how to hear the voice of God in the first place. So, if you've always struggled to determine what is from God and what is not, to be confident if He is truly speaking to you, and to tune into His voice alone, then this book will give you valuable tools to get there. We are going to discover how to listen to God's voice and be confident when He speaks so that when He calls you, you can step out right away and flourish in your purpose. This journey begins, is sustained, and ends with the voice of God beckoning you forward. I truly believe with all my heart that God wants to show you how you can hear from Him and be a follower who's full of fierce faith and active obedience. You are listening to this book for a reason, and if I were to guess why, I would say it is because God is wanting to fan into flame purpose and courage in your heart. He is ready to take you to the next level.